Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn, and can't believe we're already into November. I'm here with Jen Simon from First National Bank. How are you?
I'm well, Jack. How are you?
You know, I've got a pulse.
Me too.
Monday, I think I were doing darn good.
It's a Monday, but yes, we're both here
and
smiling. And I can't
believe we're in November.
This whole year has just been a whirlwind.
Yeah, it has. And then have you voted?
Yes,
because
I did.
I was going to say, is if you still haven't voted, you have to take your ballot to the polling place, which there's places throughout the county, and drop it off and make sure you vote. I don't care how you vote, just vote.
Absolutely. And it is our civic duty and our right.
And if you ever going to complain to me, first thing I'm going to ask is, did you vote? If people say no, then I said, then don't complain.
Absolutely. And I just, a little shout out to the ladies who, by the way, for many years, we could not vote. And it was because of brave women like Susan B. Anthony, who made it possible for us to vote. So if you are a female, you really need to get out there and vote.
Absolutely. And if you're also a lady, this weekend is What a Girl Wants. Like how I segue into that. And What a Girl Wants is not only voting, but what else?
That is happening this Saturday. The bank is sponsoring it. We are the bag sponsors, and it doesn't really sound that exciting because this is radio and I can't show you.
Oh.
But they're insulated
bag of swag.
Bag of swag. Actually, they're insulated lunch bags.
Nice.
And they're black with our logo in pink, which is probably the only time you're going to see that in pink. But they're great bags, and there is a limited number, so you got to show up early.
Okay.
It starts at 10.
10 o'clock.
Goes a.m. That's a.m.
Okay.
And it goes until 4 in the afternoon, and that is happening out at the La Plata County Fairgrounds.
This Saturday. Okay. What a Girl Wants.
What a Girl Wants, happening this Saturday. Lots of great vendors.
Do you know some of the vendors that might be there by chance?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't off the top of my head, but I do know that there's a lot of great, not only food, but like spa type of self-care services.
Sure.
Physicians are there. And a lot of these different vendors have opportunities to win prizes. Some of them have games. Some of them you can enter a drawing for, you know, an iPad or whatever. So, I mean, it's a pretty cool event. And then food and drink, of course.
Well, and I've heard it. I've talked to ladies that have attended this. Actually, you know, some guys that have been in booths or whatever. And I think maybe even attended themselves, went with their significance. But I've heard it is a fun event, and it's all happening again from 10 to 4 down at the fairgrounds. First National Bank of Durango is a major sponsor of this, and by stalling, I think we pulled up some of the vendors.
We did. So, 6th Street Hair and School, About Face Aesthetics, A Smile by Design, Castile Creations, Cowgirl Trading, Crow's Closet.
Wow.
Durango Dermatology. So,
very cool.
You know,
stuff.
And I want to point out too that, like you said, Jack, even if you're a fella, this is still a great event for you to take your lady to, or to maybe just attend on your own because
do some reconnaissance.
Think about Christmas, which, by the way, is right around the corner.
It is.
And so is my birthday. So you can begin planning for that.
And when's your birthday?
It is in December. And so, you know,
I think you're coming back on a radio
December
show again.
December birthdays, we kind of get jacked.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah. Well, don't use that term. It's like when people say it's all jacked up. I'm like, can't we say it's all genned up?
It's all genned up.
Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, obviously, you guys with First National Bank are doing some incredible things and sponsoring. And every time I turn around, I see sponsored by First National Bank. First National Bank's involved. First National Bank, you had your open house out in Bodo, which was a fun event to attend. I actually met a new person in our community, a retired helicopter pilot in the Army who owns Papa John's here.
Oh.
And, you know, I can't remember his name right now, but I remember that he was a helicopter pilot. And again, another great way of meeting people, and that was at your open house.
That was. So we had two, actually. We had that one in at the Bodo branch, and then we had our grand reopening at the main office, which was hugely successful. We did a ribbon cutting
with you
and the fine people at the chamber.
Met your husband at the diplomats.
Yes, he does exist. He's kind of a quiet guy because how can he have room to talk?
Right. Well, you're like my wife, right?
But anyway, so that is happening. What a Girl Wants, but also on that day, but really more in the evening, is the 23rd annual KSUT membership party and silent auction. And
so you're doing two events in one day.
We often do. Yes.
Very cool.
We're very busy.
So silent auction.
Silent auction and member party. And again, this is the 23rd year for this event. And we have been supporting it for every single year of those 23 years.
Wow.
And in fact, this event has evolved greatly. Once upon a time, it used to be at the bank.
Okay.
And then it moved to several different venues to find its final resting place, which is at Ska Brewing headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
And that is happening this Saturday at 5:30, and it ends at 9:30, and there is entertainment, of course, free food and drinks, lots of great things to bid on. And this one is pretty amazing because, you know, there's so many different silent auctions in this town, and not to take away from any other of those events, because there are so many nonprofits in our community, but this one, they have the added benefit of putting together some really cool and unique packages, because they are a radio station and they get a lot of music.
Sure.
And they get a lot of stuff donated, or they can trade for things for airtime. And so I'm hoping to do some Christmas shopping at this event.
Oh, very cool. And again, this is all, you've been involved with this for 23 years as First National Bank of Durango.
Mm-hmm.
And this is happening again this Saturday over at Ska.
Yep.
So come on down from 5:30 to 9:30.
Yeah, and you do have to register. It's not a free event, but again, it is a fundraiser, and it's $25 per person, and you just go online at ksut.org, or you can call them 563-0255, and you just register, because you have to get a bidding packet, and it's all by number, so you're assigned a number, so then you don't know who you're bidding against.
Sure.
And again, lots of really, really fantastic prizes.
Very cool. So all this stuff is going on this coming Saturday, and you can go to What a Girl Wants or over to Ska for the fundraiser. Now, I want to ask you also, so off the top of your head, I want to throw you that curveball question. How many events do you guys sponsor throughout the year? I mean, because the chamber, we put on 65, 70 events a year, not including board of director meetings and stuff. How many do you guys do?
I would say it's got to be in the 200 range.
Wow.
Because if we're including the long-term continual sponsorships that we have, with, like, for example, with you and the Chamber of Commerce, and we sponsor Lunch and Learn
every third
Wednesday of every month. So that's
the fourth, but that's okay.
Fourth
Wednesday.
Okay, sorry. I feel like it's the third in November,
it
though.
It is, because of, I almost said St. Patrick's Day. Because of
Thanksgiving. St. Patrick's Day.
What month are we in? No, you're absolutely right. And you guys, with your community room, it's such a great room that you can host events. And that is that free to anybody?
It is. It's free to nonprofits.
Okay.
And you must be a registered Colorado 501c3.
Uh-huh.
And it's available to you for free. It's based on availability. And FYI, the demand for that has really exceeded our expectation. And we knew that it would be popular among the community, but we had no idea that it would grow to the level that it has.
Right.
And we're having groups call and book a year and a half in advance.
Wow.
And we've had to turn people away because it's unavailable that day. And we've had people get really mad with us and actually offer to pay, which we don't.
Start bidding more.
We don't accept bids or bribes.
Okay.
You could take us to lunch.
Maybe you could donate it back to a nonprofit. You could donate it to the nonprofit that you have to bump. Just don't bump the Chamber of Commerce.
Never. Never,
Jack. Even though we're a 501c6, you do know.
You know, and actually, there is that caveat that there is that variation. I mean, obviously, you just need to be a registered nonprofit organization in whatever incarnation. I know that there's a 501c3, 4, 5, 6, but as long as you are tax exempt, you're in the door.
Okay.
But don't try and call us if you are a private organization. Mm-hmm. And we have had them call, and we have to turn you away. And there's other great meeting space in town.
Absolutely. So, we've got the library. You've got the rec center. There's definitely
a variety.
Other ones. And, you know, or Doubletree, wherever it might be, Homewood Suites. I mean, the list goes on and on.
And they may not be as nice. or centrally located, but no, I'm just kidding.
And you have parking.
We do have parking.
Huge.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. How many branches do you have here in Durango?
So we have one main office, and that's the one at 259 West 9th Street.
That was just recently remodeled.
That is very nicely decorated and in the 21st century now. Yeah. And then we have two other branches. We have one in Bodo, and then we have the Bayfield branch.
Right.
And then we have two in-store locations at Walmart and Albertsons for a total of five locations.
And then you add on even ATMs throughout the community, and it's even more.
Yes.
Wow.
Lots of services and lots of availability. We have one on campus. There's one at DMR. There's not one at Purgatory.
Oh.
There used to be, but there is one at the airport. They're in a lot of different
locations. I threw you a curveball. You had no idea I was going to ask you that question. So in
you got me
to keep
thinking
it,
on my feet, and
well,
it's Monday, Jack.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
but you know, what can I say? I'm just trying to catch you off guard. But you did vote.
I did vote. That hey, that's what's important.
I appreciate you writing my name.
You are wondering where our ATMs are located, you can go online, fnb.com, and you can look at all those locations.
That stands for First National Bank Durango.
It does.
fnb.com.
FNBDurango.com.
Make sure I get this right. So
you got it.
Now, how many years have you guys been in existence? Because you've got to be one of the oldest banks longevity-wise in Durango.
We are the oldest bank in Durango. We were chartered in 1882.
Wow.
So if you do the quick math, we are now in our 134th year.
Holy cow.
Old. I think that, you know, the other old organizations out there are the Strader and
the Train.
And the Train.
The Train. Chamber's been around 101 years, almost as old. But
wow.
Not quite.
There's a long...
Getting
there's
up
a,
there.
Longevity. You look good for a century.
Well, I feel old. Like I'm 200 years old. So.
Well, it's all these events, you know?
It is. Well,
and they are fun, and it sounds so glamorous being the director of marketing, and it is a really great job. But event after event and schlepping stuff around and carrying stuff and unpacking and packing up and schmoozing all day and being charming, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, but you're always charming.
Well, thank you.
You know, and it's
even on a Monday morning.
Yes, even on a Monday morning. But if you want to check out the events that you guys do sponsor, are those also on your website?
They are not on our current website, but we are undergoing a build for a new website. And there will be a blog and there will be some great information on there, including a calendar. And you can check out what we have. But yeah, we, you know, I utilize the free calendar services that are available. KSUT has a great one. BID has one.
The chamber does.
Of course.
There are so many in town,
and so it's great to know that, you know, when you're looking for something to do, you can always check out any of those calendars, and there's complete listing information.
I always tell people, if you are bored in Durango, you're not looking, because there literally is an event every single night, and there's five or six or seven, and you're doing two of them this Saturday, What a Girl Wants, and also the fundraiser for KSUT out at Ska Brewing. The list goes on and on and on. So, are you ready for the holidays? We got about 30 seconds.
I'm getting there. I just, to get ready for the holidays, there's the annual lighting of the Christmas tree at Buckley Park.
Oh, that's right.
And as part of that, we have Singing with Santa. That's happening in our parking lot at 5:45 the day after Thanksgiving.
Wow. You are busy.
Yeah.
And I am so glad that BID has taken on Singing with Santa. It used to be a chamber function. And then we gave it to Boys and Girls Club, and they gave it to BID.
It has a final home.
We've paid it forward.
You have, and we love the partnership.
Yeah. Well, thank you for hosting it. And again, your website?
fnbdurango.com.
Very good. I just done another pop quiz on you.
I almost said .org, but that's not right.
And if somebody has not been down to your main branch, go check it out with the new remodel.
Please do.
All right. Jen, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.